Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Today's wisdom moment. Today's wisdom moment is from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7 through 8. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7 through 8. This is what it reads. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Let me read that again. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7 through 8. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Our wisdom moment for today looks like the best healthcare plan we possibly could have. Mm. We're finding out how to have good health. And the first thing we learn is about this progression and what we're learning in this wisdom moment and this proverb is don't be wise in your own eyes. You know, so many people just go, well, that's right. I could think of two or three people that are wise in their own eyes. But the truth is, so many people would testify with one hand raised up swearing while the other hand is on the Bible that they're not wise in their own eyes. Yet working with them or walking with them is like wrestling at an MMA match. I don't think of myself wise in my own eyes. It's like, I'm exhausted just walking with you, you know. They are constantly struggling with how others are leading them and questioning every single direction. Though this particular is the epitome of being wise in one's eyes, since it's driven by pride and fear, but they will fail to see it because pride blinds us. We're blinded by pride. We don't see that. When we're not wise in our own eyes, see, we're humble. We're open to counsel. We want to hear what somebody's got to say. Maybe there's a better way. We're seeking God. Maybe, you know, God's going to help us in this. And his leadership and our life and his leaders, we seek them out. And unquestionably, we follow what God is saying because we know that, hey, I need him. I need him to be. So it's a part of not being wise in your own eyes. You're open for a multitude of counsel. And you're walking away in an understanding of that. So the first thing that we learn is we need to be humble. We need to humble ourselves to trust God and to keep us from all the evil that's taking place, even under an evil rule. You understand, God will protect us if we're not prideful and wise in our own eyes. Secondly, we find out is that we're to fear the Lord. The fear of the Lord is a progressive revelation. Though we may have much of the fear of the Lord in our life, there's still so much more to go. But our God enjoys and honors us maxing out what we have. He sees that and he honors it. And fearing the Lord is to be aware. Listen, this is, we define the fear of the Lord. Let's try to define it. Let's try to grab it here. The fear of the Lord is to be aware of God, to be aware of him always, and to be aware of his commandments, his word, what his word says, and seeking to follow them with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. That's loving God, while being aware of his kindness and his sternness. Kindness for those who obey him, and sternness for those who don't. Mm-hmm. That's the fear of the Lord. The best way to kind of compare it is to understand the way of a child with his father, for example. He knows that his father loves him beyond any bounds, but also he knows his father has expectations and there's consequences for not following it. Mm-hmm. And if it doesn't happen, he knows, oh my goodness, something's about to happen. I'm fixing to be disciplined. Something's fixing to happen to me because I'm going to have to pay a consequence for not doing what dad or my father wanted me to do. All this is happening simultaneously while this child never doubts the love his father has for him, knowing that it's actually because his father loves him that he's actually giving him these boundaries and these consequences. That's a healthy understanding of what the fear of the Lord is. Like the fear a child has, a healthy fear of his parents or her parents, that the parent loves me, but also the parent is actually knows what's best for me under those conditions. The third thing that we learn is that we have to shun evil. We have to shun evil, he says in the Proverbs. Well, shun is defined as persistently avoiding, ignoring, or rejecting. It's something you have to do persistently. Evil is so present and seemingly everywhere, but it's God's expectation of us to shun it, that we're to persistently avoid it, ignore it, and to reject it. It's not something that we could just do once and we're done. Hey, back in 10 years ago, I shunned evil. Mm-hmm. It's something that you have to do daily. As a matter of fact, you may have to do it hourly in that day, but it's okay. It's not for us to be ashamed because evil exists. We didn't have anything to do with that. It's for us to realize it's there and to shun it, to ignore it, to persistently avoid it. And then we find out, you know, what does God's word tell us about our lives and how we're supposed to live our life? Well, this is what he tells us. If we live our lives this way, what I just talked about, this is what happens to us. This is the benefit. This is the byproduct of what we get by following God. First is that what he spoke about, this is what it actually literally brings health to our bodies. It just makes us healthy. It brings health to our bodies. So many people are constantly sick in their body because they constantly struggle with pride, being wise in their own eyes. They have no fear of the Lord, and they coexist among evil around them or even in them. And then it goes on and it says, listen, this, what I just spoke about earlier, brings nourishment to our bones. There's nothing like nourishment in the bones, nourished bones, for this is where, in the middle of your bones, where your cells are created, your red blood cells and all that kind of stuff. And your cells are what transports health to your whole body. When our bones are nourished, our whole body is nourished. Listen, the wisdom moment for today is Proverbs chapter 3, verse 7 through 8. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.